14 years after the Bali bombings, the world is pausing to remember the 202 victims, 88 of them Australian. Services will take place around Australia this morning and in Bali. Flowers have been laid and candles lit outside what used to be the Sari Club ahead of today's commemorations. The Treasurer Wayne Swan says he should have immediately condemned a bad joke made at a union function attended by several ministers. The comedian made offensive remarks about the opposition leader Tony Abbott and his female chief of staff Peter Credlin. Mr Swan didn't condemn the remarks until the next morning. The United Nations has warned of a looming crisis caused by the sheer numbers of asylum seekers waiting to be processed by Australia. The government is still working to complete offshore centres on Nauru and Manus Islands. A UN fact-finding mission to Christmas Island has found problems with overcrowding and a lack of support facilities. Tensions between Turkey and Syria have increased over the interception of a passenger jet. Turkey claims the plane was carrying weapons bound for Syria in violation of an arms embargo. The Syrian plane was flying from Moscow to Damascus when it was forced to land in Turkey. And the pressure's on US Vice President Joe Biden today when he meets his Republican rival Paul Ryan for their first and only election debate. Mr. Biden needs to make up the ground lost by Barack Obama in the first presidential debate.